Hey guys, Sklar Brothers here with Dan Van Kirk.
Yes.
From Dumb People Town, and we've got Adam from Adam Ruins Everything. Adam Conover on the show this
Hello.
Week.
Hello!
Good time in Dumb People Town, right? I mean, you like to make people smarter. When they finish watching your show
and try to
listen to your podcast, they try and be smarter. We are going to not be focusing on those people in this episode.
No, but we are going to focus on possibly the greatest eyewitness to any one of our stories. Mulver.
The first story has one of the greatest Dumb People Town characters ever, and he didn't actually do anything wrong. Check it out.
Hey, weird adults. Today's episode is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible has the best audiobook performances, the largest library, and the most exclusive content, and you'll feel something when you listen. Learn more at audible.com/weirdadults, where you can get 30 days free and one free audiobook. It's awesome, and just so you know, I'm right now reading Missoula. I think it's a must read, and it's super easy to digest if you're listening to it on Audible. I'm also highly, highly, extremely beyond above recommending you read or listen to on Audible, So You've Been Publicly Shamed by John Ronson. If you are of the now, if you are living in the time that we're living, which I hope you are if you're listening to this, if not, please seek medical attention because you are in fact dead. But if you are living, you have to read So You've Been Publicly Shamed by John Ronson, and you can get it for free by going to audible.com/weirdadults. This book is such a necessary read because it's so relevant to the times we're living in, and I just think it's awesome. All right, guys, check it out, audible.com/weirdadults.
It looks great.
No, there's a lot of grease on the top.
Really? Can I smell it?
No, absolutely not.
I just put a hair refreshing mist in my hair.
Is that what hot girls do? They just take care of everything. They don't let anything get through the cracks.
You know, actually, I just shaved. I never really am good at shaving my legs, but today I got in the bathtub and I still missed a spot. I tried to maintain.
I miss spots so bad that like everything's fine, and then there's just like a patch where it's an inch long grove of hairs.
That always happens like right by my ankle, like that little bone that sticks out.
Yeah. Or behind like the back of your thigh. I don't know.
Yeah, I've been on a date where I actually like spent most of it trying to like finger pluck it under the table because I saw one long hair.
You're so ladylike. So the guest today, Angela Trimber. Do I say your name right?
Yeah, you say it. I feel really good.
I feel like some people say Trimber.
What did you say?
Trimber.
You just wanted to go down like Trimber, Trimber, Trimber. Either way is good, but Trimber. Yeah, I'm Angela Trimber. I go down.
Oh, I say it differently.
Yeah,
Angela Trimber.
I think you say it happier. Like, I always hated my last name because I think it's so throaty, like Trimber.
No, you have a good name.
You can. I always say, remember.
Give like, Angela Pavitsky a try and you'll change your mind real fast.
Pavitsky. I like it. It's like sharp.
Oh, God. That was like the saddest kindergarten teacher, like trying to make me feel good. It's sharp. And you made this really lame, enthusiastic gesture.
It was really lame. I have a lot of lame kindergarten teacher gestures.
Yeah, you do.
I do.
Well, that's because first of all, okay, Angela's here. She's the star of Mashup on Comedy Central.
Oh, goodness.
Right?
I mean, not star, but series regular.
There's a show coming out on Comedy Central, TJ Miller.
TJ Miller's the star.
Well, yeah, but you're the lady star.
Yeah, yeah. I'm definitely one of them. Yeah. It's a fun show. I can't wait. It's so weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it looks really, really cool.
I'm excited to see it. My friend Sandy Danto is in it,
yeah,
too.
He is. I was there the day he was shooting. He's so funny.
He is.
Does he live in New York now?
It's a really sore subject.
Okay.
Sandy lives in L.A., and he just went to New York, and he's, like, not coming back.
Really? He bought, like, a one-way and...
Yeah. It's really frustrating.
I like your eyelashes.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I'm saying it right now on record. I love them. They look great.
No, you're so nice to me. Angela, also something. So you're a comedian, sort of. You don't really do stand-up, or you do?
I've dabbled.
You're an actress.
Yeah, I'm an actress that mainly does comedy. Mm-hmm. But
a comedic actress.
You're
a comedian.
Yeah.
And you're a writer.
Yeah.
You write for Hello Giggles.
Right. Well, I haven't really written for them. I just do those dance videos via them.
Oh, that's right.
But yeah, no, I like to write.
You do these, it's so cool. When I first saw that, that's like I can't remember. Either that's what made me want to be your friend, or I'm a horrible person. Or it's like, oh, look at all her pretty pictures.
I think it was probably that. Yeah, that's how you like to rally up your friends. did you check out that girl I sent you last night?
Oh, yeah, I did. I checked her this morning.
Pretty intense body. I like to pitch girls to Esther for her to follow on Instagram, because I also like to follow beautiful girls for life inspiration. And
yeah,
I don't know why we do it, but it's,
I think it's just
a positive thing.
It's, yeah. It's all positive.
Yeah.
It's all fun. It's all good fun.
Yeah.
There's no negativity around.
No, hitting follow on someone you don't know is just like a little high five. It's like, yeah. I want to look at you.
It's like, I'm willing to give my follow to you
yeah.
in a generous way.
It's
giving
beautiful.
Is better than receiving.
Yeah.
As I've learned.
It is true.
I don't know. I guess we're sort of receiving, because we're getting like pictures of hot girls that need attention.
Yeah.
But we're giving them attention. No, the one you sent me last night was this girl who I liked because she's a little too skinny for me.
Who? The girl, Sarah?
Yeah. What's her?
Sarah Stage.
Sarah Stage on Instagram.
She was like on, she was like the hot girl in the Borat.
What? Really?
Yeah, she was like his hot by his side.
Oh, see, I didn't even know that these hot girls had credits.
Yeah, apparently she does. I don't know. But anyway, I use her for gym inspiration. Like when I'm at the gym.
Oh, that's so cool.
I'll be on the treadmill looking, because she does like crazy workouts every day. She has an insane body.
Yeah, she posts pictures of her like at the, like holding weights, but like sticking her ass out. Like,
yeah, I don't even think she's sticking it. I think that's just how it sits.
Yeah, she's really skinny, but has like an ass and thighs.
Yeah, she's too skinny for you, huh?
Yeah.
You know, my goal is to get soup skinny now.
Why?
Because the short hair, I think it's like,
oh,
the more bones that stick out when you have short hair, the more like delicate you look.
That's true. You want to be
go
like
delicate.
A very thimble. But that's kind of lazy a little. Really,
yeah.
Short hair, really skinny. Not really. It's just like powerhouse, like...
Yeah, it's just like, I can look good in anything.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah.
I could never cut my hair short because I need a lot of hair to cover up a lot of stuff. I have a lot of extra face. I have more face than most, so I need the hair to like sort of balance it out.
Yeah, yeah. Draw direction to the breasts.
No, I was discussing that with someone the other day. Like, I have
you're
big
covering them. Yeah, big.
I have like kind of big boobs, but they're not like they're not in your face. They're very understated.
Well, they're hidden under the hair and the t-shirts you wear. You're hiding those gems.
They do. My hair does cover them.
Yeah.
Someone I was listening to Neil.
It's like the one side of your hair is a little longer. Maybe you should. Yeah. Oh, there we go. Oh, okay. There we go.
It's because that boob is bigger, so I need more hair. It's true. My boobs are a little uneven. Are yours?
Yeah.
Really?
I noticed it when I'm when I'm at the gym and I'm like doing, you know, looking in the mirror at a gym class or something. One hangs heavier. See if you can see.
I can't. But you're not wearing a bra.
No, I don't like them.
Oh my god.
I wish I want to just get like little nip covers or something, so that, because I don't like the way they look smooshed or something.
No.
When I wear a bra.
Oh, I get what
you're... But at auditions and stuff, I have to strap it on, and then I feel so... Like, the minute I get done an audition, I'm like, bleh! Like, I take off the bra as soon as I get my car.
Do you worry about that, like, making your boobs crazy saggy or anything?
I don't know. I don't, but when I was in high school, I went to, like, a year of high school, and that year that I was in it, I wore two...
You went to a year of high school?
Yeah, I only went to a year. I was homeschooled. You know, I was homeschooled until my senior year, and then I was just a senior.
You were homeschooled till your senior year?
Yeah. Well, fifth grade to senior year.
Why?
Because my mom got really religious. She became a Jehovah's Witness, and that's like what most of them do, is like homeschool their kids. It like protects them from like bad things and
bullies
people.
And nicknames.
and learning and friendships and
social skills.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Then why did you go senior year?
Well, we stopped being a Jehovah's Witness. And
what is what does that mean? Is that like Scientology? Like, what is that?
How do I summarize them? Jehovah's Witnesses believe that only 144,000 people are going to heaven, that there's not a hell.
Oh my God.
Yeah, there's no hell. Everyone just goes underground. And then one day in the future, Armageddon will happen and everybody will come, be resurrected. And you'll either then be chosen to live on a paradise on earth, recreated like Adam and Eve, or you're done forever. That's like how they... I don't know. That's like their main thing, what they believe. They also, no holidays, no birthdays. Your life is like mission.
Kind of like me. I have no holidays or birthdays.
Yes, you do. No. What?
Wait, so it's your life is a mission to what? To get to heaven?
No, because you're just born knowing if you're in heaven or not. Like that's how my mom actually like thought she was 144,000. It was really like, it's one of those things where when you're in the religion, if you say, I'm one of the anointed people, I have to respect that. And they're like, oh, okay, wow, okay. You don't just say that you are. And my mom was like, I think I'm one of the anointed. And everyone's like, oh, okay, yeah. But how I think nobody was like, yeah, right.
Well, how do you get to be that?
You just know it in your heart
that
if you're one
so
of them.
That is gay. Are you serious?
I could be mistaken. I mean, this was a really long time ago. Maybe that's like what I took from it, you know? So don't quote me on any of this, but that's what I took from the religion.
You just are supposed to just decide yourself? Like, I would just join and be like, yeah, it's me.
Most everybody's goal is to live forever on a paradise on earth. Is like when you, if a Jehovah's Witness knocks at your door and a lot of their intro statements are like, how would you like to live forever on a paradise on earth? And a lot of people are like,
God.
I don't know, it sounds kind of good. And then that's like how they start talking about it. Because your goal, it's like, well, I'm definitely not one of the 144,000 people in the whole entire world that are going to heaven. So I'm going to work really hard to be a good person. And so that when Armageddon comes, I can live forever and have deer eat out of my hand. And
did you ever believe this?
I don't know. I mean, I was kind of like, you know, I was kind of forced to, you know, it just became the only way to fit in my life. And at a certain point, you just have to like, just go roll with the punches. I don't know. I mean, but I wasn't a fan of I was always wanting to go back to school. I was always like wanting to not do, I mean, it's a lot. It's like 12 hours a week of this really, you go 3 times a week, 3 hours, then you go door to door. It's like your life. It's all there is. So I did a show at UCB about it. It was called Trapped, because that's exact, like, it felt like I was stuck.
Yeah, that sounds sort of crazy. Yeah.
But I just had drinks the other night with this girl in elementary school that we were friends in elementary school. She lived down the street from my house. And once I was homeschooled and I wasn't allowed to see her or anything, she would go to my bedroom window when she saw my parents' car wasn't in the driveway, and she would throw rocks at and get my attention. And then she would throw up like Tori Amos and, Tori Amos CDs and Hole CDs, and I'd like catch them and then like quick listen to them. And like, I just had drinks with the other night. We were talking about how she like went to a Jehovah's Witness meeting with me once, because that's the only way I was ever allowed to hang out with someone, is if they came to a Kingdom Hall meeting with me. So that was like the only way her and I were able to hang out. I don't know.
And she just liked you enough. She was like, okay, I'll go.
She's a really rad chick. Now she's like a punk lesbian girl. She just wanted to experiment.
So she wanted to go down on you.
I don't think so. I think she was just like open, you know, she's like, I want to see what this cult thing is about.
I did that in high school. I used to go to Catholic church with my best friend
and go down on girls.
Yeah. No. I did that a lot. And you didn't go to school, but we had those like babies that you take home that like cry, like to show you.
That sounds so fun.
We took them to the church one time, like, and this old lady, and it was in the dead of winter, and we had two because my best friend.
What are they? The little dolls?
They're dolls, and they cry, and you have to stick a key in them, and like, it's like basically to show you that parenthood is a nightmare.
Like,
and
by the government, they made these dolls, or you could get them.
Like,
somewhere.
Just the school is like, no, I don't think you can just get. Oh, maybe you can order them online.
Right, okay, because there's keys.
Yeah. Oh, I don't...
Who's in charge of the key? The teacher?
So, like, no. So, like, the student who takes the baby gets a wristband with a key attached to it. So the only person that can stop the baby from crying is you with that wristband key. So you have this baby for a weekend. Like, you can't just like give it to a babysitter or like throw it down like the laundry chute.
You couldn't just muffle it. Because if it keeps crying and there's a sensor.
You'll get like an F.
How do they know?
Like, it's just technology, you know? Like,
you just shove the key in it at all times and walk away?
No. The baby cries, you like open up its clothing and then you stick the key in the back and you have to hold it.
That's a good lesson.
It was pretty good. And my best friend.
Do you use condoms now?
I don't, but.
Hey, girl. Oh, man.
My best friend was a twin, so she. The teacher made her take two babies to show her, like,
what?
Yeah. Sort of hilarious.
But that's like such punishment.
I know. So I spent the weekend with her, like, helping her take care of the babies, much like a lesbian would. And we went to church, and it was in the middle of winter, and the babies, like, we don't have like outfits for the babies because they're plastic.
Naked. Right.
Oh. So they have like just like a diaper and a t-shirt. But in the dead of winter, we had these two babies that look like they were wearing no clothes and like a carrier, and these like old like Catholic women like touch the feet of the baby like, bless this poor child. They were like so sad, and also on top of that, it's like 14-year-old girls holding the babies like they're theirs.
Right, these poor little ladies, their little eyes didn't notice.
No. Their little eyes. But anyway, that's something you didn't experience, I guess, because you...
I didn't, no.
That's insane, by the way, that you're... I mean, I'm very outspoken against religion. I think it's like a nightmare and that it's all the worst. Are you now...
No, I'm now nothing. I'm just... Cool. I believe in karma and...
Oh, cool.
Positivity. And my mom, my sister, and like nobody in my family is... Yeah. Really religious.
Oh, your mom is done too?
Oh, yeah. We're all done. My mom was the one that was like, cut cold turkey.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What kind of moment did she have that made her be like, whoa, never mind?
I went down on a guy. Well, that's like... Well, I'm skipping a few details. Like, the Jehovah's Witnesses kind of had a double life. Some of them would... The teenage kids would say they're going door to door, but they're really, you know, playing basketball or watching MTV, like like very innocent things. But some of them would secretly kiss, you know, it's like I was 16 years old at the time. It's normal time to be testing waters, you know.
Yeah.
So I was like secretly kissing this guy, and we eventually, you know, did the oral. And and he didn't keep his mouth shut about it. I was like, don't tell anybody. He's like, I won't. But he told his friends, and like it leaked to the elders of the congregation, which are, which are like the priests of the church. And, we basically had this really dramatic, thing where we had to sit down in front of all of them and tell them what we did. And,
That sounds so illegal to me. I just think where are your rights?
I don't know. I don't know. Is there? I wonder. I don't know.
Like, you don't have to sit and tell anybody anything, bro. Like, come on. That makes me so mad.
Well, like, you know, with like Catholicism, you have to confess. You know.
Ugh, I'm getting so angry.
I know. I'm sorry, but it happened, and as a result, we both were disfellowship. Meaning, if you want to go to be a Jehovah's Witness still, which my mom still wanted to do, you have to go to the meetings, but no one's allowed to like look or talk to you. And so you're kind of just shunned for a while.
Oh my God.
So like all this time went by, and then they reinstated the boy, and then additional months went by, and I still was shunned, and my mom was like, fuck this is bullshit. Like, I was sucking dick at 13, you know, like, we're done with this, go, you know. It just made her all of that shun, like, she almost did it, like, she's like, this is a ridiculous
punishment. Thank God. She was like, I'll take all of this weird heaven bullshit, but as soon as they don't let my daughter suck dick, I'm done. That's enough.
You're right.
I'll homeschool her for 12 hours a week on bullshit in heaven, but if she can't give a blowjob, we're done. Your mom is so righteous.
She's a really fun... My mom's a really fun, weird lady. It's never a dull moment with my mom.
And she's cool now, right?
Yeah, she kind of went like into becoming a feminist artist and
natural progression.
Yeah, right. She makes like crazy. Really weird. She made like a wedding dress out of condoms and like she does really weird.
Oh, wow. Things. You have an out there mom. That's so cool.
Yeah, she's pretty crazy.
Do you, when you got to like senior year of high school, did you just go psychotic and like drink and?
No, my sister went the dark route. She kind of went goth and did, you know, pierced herself and black eyeliner. And I went like musical theater and like improv. And I realized that there was no way I was going to jump in as a senior and just become a best friend with someone. I don't know. I mean,
yeah,
but you know, there's cliques and everyone has established friendships. So I realized the only way to get cool points was to make people laugh or just go from like cafeteria table to cafeteria table and like sit down with them.
Positive.
Yeah. Like just like blah, blah, blah until I felt like my time there was expired and they're like, why are you still here? You know? And then I would go to the next table and like, I never, you know, I was like a floater, but it was cool. I was, you know,
Did you went to college or you didn't?
No, I went to, oh wait, but before I forget about the titties, I wore in high school, I wore double sports bras and I put lotion on and would rub it in an upward motion.
Oh my God.
So that they were sitting up and tight. And I got like the nickname Uniboob for a little bit. And
what is Uniboob?
It just, cause they were so smushed and like, it looked like I just had one like long oval boob.
Wait, this brings me to an interesting, this is sort of a sidetrack.
Somebody taught me that. A Jehovah's Witness girl who had huge boobs. I asked her how she got them because that's a normal, and she just said that's what she does. And she also said she talks to them every day. And that they grew.
Well, first of all, it's not out. It's not so crazy that you asked her where she got them or how she got them. We were talking about that on the last podcast, how all prayed for boobs.
Really?
Yeah. Did you?
No, but I did try the talking to them for a little bit.
What did you say?
I asked her what she said, and she just said, "You're wonderful. You will be big." Like, it's like mantra stuff.
Sounds like stuff you'd say to a little kid.
Yeah, little tiny nipple kids. I don't want big boobs now, by the way.
Yeah, no, you have great boobs.
I like them. I like them small and perk.
You're skinny and cute. Yeah. That's in right now. Yeah. Paris Hilton brought those back.
The tiny tits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did she?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think she did. She brought back like a skinny, like, yeah. Cause I'm, yeah. I have like a weird Paris Hilton fetish.
Do you really?
Yeah, I just think she's
What's
great.
Up with her lately? Anything cool?
You know, she's just tweeting okay. about travels.
Okay.
And, you know.
Is she the kind of girl that says like, good night, tweeters?
She does. And she's also the kind of girl who points out every time it's 11:11. Just so that you don't forget to make a wish.
Oh my God. Have you ever done that?
Have I ever made a wish?
At a certain time?
No, I can't say that I have, shockingly, as an adult as I am.
What would
I don't
be your wish
wishes.
Right now?
It
could be a big wish, a small wish. I wish this person would call me. I wish I had a lot of money.
If you're out there, please call. Man, I don't know. I don't know if I could share. I just can't even. I'm so non-wishful that I can't even think of a wish.
Would you want to look into the future, like, for a second and see what your life's going to be like, or no?
No, absolutely no. not. Right. I think that would just blow all
motivation. I would like to know.
What would you like to know?
I would just, like, if I could look and see if I, you know, am going to be stable or
You decide
in love.
That. That's You'll
beautiful.
Decide that.
It's true.
Now.
I know. I'm like, I don't know about relationships anymore. I kind of think I just need to like fly solo.
Aren't you in one?
This is awkward.
I'm like, Angela, I thought we were together.
I don't know. Maybe by the time this comes out, I'll be single. I don't know. It's like a
while. What's happening? No.
I don't know. It's just, it doesn't feel right anymore. It's just one of those things where it's like, should we just be friends? I don't know.
Oh.
I know.
I can't stand it when friends like are in a relationship and then not. It's like, pick one. If you want to be single, that's fine. But stay with it then. Don't change it up. Because I need to know who are my friends in relationships and who are my friends who are single.
Right, right. Do you like to like go out with and like hunt for men? Or
no, I don't. Okay. I'm not much of a hunter. Because
some of my single girlfriends, they're like, let's go. Let's, you know, let's find them.
That does seem like something that like your friends who probably like wear high heels and makeup like to do.
Yeah.
Me, not so much.
I hate heels. Really? I really don't like them.
Yeah, you wear like cute little boy shoes.
Yeah, I like little.
You
like
cool. She cool. Cool with me.
What else can we talk about?
Well, you, oh, okay.
Here it is.
A few things. One is that is just a question. You were on Californication. That hasn't aired yet, though.
No, I think it's going to air in like January.
Are you naked in it?
No.
Oh! Damn it. Okay.
I do have, well, I don't know if I can give anything away, but. I do have sexual relations on the show.
Okay. Don't really care that much.
Okay.
Because you're not naked.
Not naked. I know.
And I, that's like.
I was like, when I got cast in it, I was like, all right, you know, I'll do it. And my manager was like, of course you're going to do it. And I'm like, no, then you're going to do the thing. She's like, you don't have to. And I was like, what? are you sure? Like, I don't mind. Like, I was almost like, are you guys like sure? I mean, it serves the scene.
But by the way, I like how your reaction was like, okay, I'll do it. Like you were being like raped, basically. I guess okay. You're putting it in me. I'll do it. Like so passive.
I did have to wear, I did have to look like I had no bottoms on, and I had to wear a little tiny, like, they're made by the wardrobe lady. It's like a little tiny triangle, tan triangle that like sticks to your vagina part. And then you have to put a tampon that's made it sewn onto the end of it inside so that it stays up. It was
what
really weird.
The fuck?
Yeah, I know.
That sounds like some dance weird. Recital shit right there that I needed growing up. Cause you gotta cover it up without, you know, being too obvious.
Right.
When
right.
you're doing your tap numbers.
That's okay.
Anyway.
I wonder if there are any, like, bloody dance recital stories out there.
Well, was the tampon for your period? Or
no, it was just dry up there just to make sure that the little tan thing
stays. Like a nightmare.
Yeah. It's not fun to have something up you when there's no need.
Absolutely not.
Right? I mean, I guess there's a need, but, you know, it's all, like, cotton and dry and...
Okay. I feel like I'm acting like I'm a dude. Like, ew, tampons. Like,
well, you know, maybe some guys would stop listening at this point.
No, they would probably be like, yeah.
Squirt, squirt.
Little nude triangle covering up your vagina to be on TV. Cool. Man, I wish I was cool enough to be on Californication.
You can be.
Thank you.
Yeah. You never know, you know?
Okay, here's the other little question I have. Oh, who's calling you?
Oh, a very pretty girl.
That's not a picture of a pretty girl.
No, I don't know. It's a girl that I, like, it's a one of my girl crushes where I'm like, I want, like, some of your personality.
Oh,
you know how you just, like, want some of it.
Yeah, like a hint.
Yeah, I'm
a
like,
touch.
God. Yeah, so...
You are who you hang out with.
That's true. That is really true. Mm-hmm. Do you have like a core group of people?
Not at all. No.
Okay.
I am a fly it solo to the West. No, I don't. I have some college friends that I see.
Really?
Wait, they're
out here?
My two best friends from college just moved out here. I say to pursue their dreams of being my assistant. they say otherwise. But, and then I guess like my guy comedian friends, like
right.
Sandy, Benji, Carlos are pretty.
Benji? Who's Benji?
Benji is, you know, you don't really need to know him. He's a throwaway at this point.
Okay. Okay. I get it.
I'm a jerk.
No.
No, he's a jerk.
Okay.
Tension is rising.
Has he ever been on this podcast before?
No, he hasn't.
Really?
But he should be.
Okay.
I think I'll have to make that happen. Anyway.
Okay.
Back to you.
Yes.
Do you have a core group of friends that you hang?
I like to mix mine kind of like, you know, I'll like shake the eight ball of friends and see who the current triangle, purple triangle is. You know?
How do you shake it up? Is it just like you scroll through the text?
Well,
and
you know, no, I think since I've stopped being in shitty kind of relationships where they're just like sucking your energy, I realized that, oh shit, I could get this, I could get all the things I only thought I could get from a guy with girls. Like I can like have someone to hang out with and watch TV with and laugh with and sometimes snuggle, and it's cute and it's innocent. And the only thing sometimes that I miss from a guy is just, you know, a touching of the face and a,
like being babied a little.
Yeah, a little bit of like, oh, Mimi. I don't even know. I do that with some of my girlfriends. We're like, oh, I missed you. Call me. I love you. Good night. I'm like, this is awesome. Like, I didn't even know there's like this world. And so I used to only just be like my boyfriend and his friends and that's it. And then when we break up, it's like, who am I going to date next? Who am I going to hang out with next? And now it's like, I don't need anybody. I just want chicks and like hanging out with girls. So I hang out a lot with my friend Alexi and Rosa. Those are like my main two chicks right now that I talk to every day.
Do you guys snuggle?
Yeah, kind of. Like, you know, we're...
Do you see each other naked a lot?
Yeah.
Are you that kind of friend?
Yeah, I like pee with the door open and...
Oh, duh. That's class. That's like a beginner's
that's normal.
Move.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just... Yeah. Mm. I'm really open. I walk around whatever style.
Whatever style.
Yeah, I answered the door naked the other day. I'm like, get in here. If they're at the door, I can't leave them waiting. And no. I can't find anything. My room's really, really messy.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's not even a joke.
Teenager.
Like, it's really teenage. Yeah, it's bad. I slept like I had a, what did I have in my bed last night? Oh, when I woke up, there was a hanger that was like around my thigh. Like it was in my, like at one point in the night, like I wiggled it in. Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's pretty bad. I know that I hang. Whatever.
Maybe were you like subconsciously trying to like give yourself an abortion? Like the hanger was just like crawling up your leg and you were like, just in case.
That's so, can you imagine a girl in her sleep like.
Get it out.
Get out.
And it's convenient too. You did it while you were asleep.
I didn't know.
Because you would be under, you know, under the. Not the weather, but whatever it is you're under.
Under the
just,
wire.
You're just under when you're asleep.
Yeah, you go under.
Yeah.
Have you gone under?
I have.
You have? For a tooth?
No. I was a sick child. A lot of surgeries.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
What?
You know, just the standard, like, Jew sinus stuff, ear stuff. Whatevs. I mean, we don't need to really get into it, but it was as glamorous as it sounds, you know?
Right, yeah.
Have you been under? Of course, everyone has, right?
Teeth, yeah, root tooth thing, whatever, that big wisdom thing removed.
Oh, yes, I remember those days.
Yeah.
You know what's fucking weird that I just thought of is that when I had my wisdom teeth pulled, I was so out of it and I was very much like in pain and it really sucked. And I remember my parents like waking me up and being like, hey, we're going to the cemetery. And, like, dragging me to a cemetery.
The screening?
No, like, a cemetery. Like, a cemetery. They took
to visit someone?
Yeah. Like, they were, like, that was the day that was convenient for them to go. So they just, like, took me. I don't know. I'm, like, lately realizing my, like, childhood is this series of, like, being the third wheel when I didn't want to be.
Hey, do you want to come? I really do want to go to a cemetery and bring a, like, a vintage Ouija board that I ordered from eBay.
I... Absolutely, we'll do that.
That's so cool. Not a lot of people are saying yes. I'm like, come on.
Oh,
nothing
no.
Bad's gonna happen.
One of my most favorite moments that since I've been living out in LA was when me and my friend broke into the Westwood Cemetery to see Marilyn Monroe. Like, midnight, had to climb the fence.
Wow.
Like,
I didn't even realize.
Oh, we could do it. It's so fun and so terrifying.
So why would you? Because it's not open at night. That's why.
No,
you have to break
all
in.
The gates. Yeah, you have to like climb.
Are cemeteries closed at sundown?
Oh yeah, and they're strict as fuck. Like the Westwood, it's just lucky that they don't have a security guard. But the Hollywood Forever Cemetery has a security guard.
They do. Okay, so we should go to that one and do the Ouija board thing.
Yeah. Westwood.
Okay.
Oh yeah, we can look up like because Dean Martin is there. Marilyn
oh my
is there.
God.
Farrah Fawcett is there.
Oh my God.
Yeah, bro.
Janet I wonder Lee. Who else. Do you know anyone else that would do this?
You know, not really.
Okay.
Maybe Duncan Trussell.
Do you think he would? That'd be fun.
Maybe, yeah, he might.
Yeah, he might.
Yeah, I think.
He would make it a fun little cultural
Do you have
experience.
Anyone else, or am I the first person to say yes?
You're the first person that said yes. Everyone else is like, no, I'm not messing with that.
Oh, see, that's so lame.
I know.
I have a comfort with cemeteries. I feel like these people are my friends, you know?
I had an apartment in Koreatown, a studio. It was the best. I still think about it all the time, but it was like $1,200 a month. And at some point I'm like, this isn't my life. And so I had to get someone to take over the lease because it was like 6 months in or whatever. And this girl, very cute girl, she came, she took it over and, you know, and she's like, why are you leaving? It was one of those things like, why are you, you know, I'm like, ah, just the price. Then I saw her at a party 3 months later. I'm like, oh my God, you're the girl that took over my apartment. And she's like, yeah, and you're the girl that gave it to me. And I was like, uh-huh. And she was like, why didn't you tell me it was haunted?
Oh, bitch, please.
I was like, wait, no, 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 there's no way. And I'm like, no, no, no. And she really did, like, it was almost as if, because I guess to her, because she said, I asked the landlord too, and the landlord was like, yeah, everybody moves out of here after a few months. And I really did do that, but I did it. And I was like, well, what are the signs? Like, because a part of me always wanted to live with a ghost because I think it's like
they're
fun.
Friends. Can I tell you, I feel the same way. I think ghosts, like, I think that if there's a ghost somewhere where I am, that the ghost would be like, oh, she gets it and like would not bother me.
That's how I feel. Yeah. So I asked her what the symptoms of a ghost, which she's like, the cabinets are always open and sometimes the lights. And I was like, oh, like I'm so messy. I would never notice if the cabinet doors are open, like or not.
The ghost like doesn't bother you. You're just like such a shitty roommate. They're like, well, she doesn't deserve this.
Or they're trying to get my attention and I'm like, mom, that's oops. I just didn't even notice. But I got, like, I want to move back in. I called the landlord to be like, is there anyone, you know, somebody's living there now. But like, just knowing it's haunted and that it was a dope apartment.
Well, oh, really?
Yeah.
Here's my thing is like, I don't believe it. I want to believe in ghosts. I just don't.
Oh, wait. I thought you just did.
No, I don't. Like, I can get scared and bring myself to a place where I'm like, ooh, this is exciting. But I'm 24. It's like, I feel like maybe I would have experienced something by now. Especially I live in a house where my grandparents died in that house. And I feel like they would have, like, you know,
maybe
come
they died
forward.
Peaceful.
Well,
look, if we go to the cemetery and it's moving and no one's moving it, what would, then you would believe in them?
Maybe. But
I wonder, is a ghost the same thing as a spirit? What's happening? I don't know.
Well, if you don't believe in religion, it's hard to believe in ghosts. Although if it's for fun, I don't know.
Well, I just like knowing that there's like, there's other kinds of friends out there.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I guess that's, we'll say that until one is actually like attacking us. Yeah. My mom claims that some ghosts, like she was sitting on her bed when she was little and two ghosts sat down on the bed next to her and like pressed against her and then like put their hand on her thigh.
Was your mom touched by her uncles who wore ghost costumes?
I don't know. She described it as very real and kind of sensual.
Then yeah, sounds like probably.
She just blocked it out. She's like, oh, it's just a ghost. He doesn't even wear a ghost costume. She's like, oh,
he must be a ghost. I have sex with a ghost. No. Okay. Hey guys, thank you for listening. I wanted to say a very, very big special thank you to Andrew from Rochester, New York. Thank you for your donation. You are a weird adult, obviously, if you're listening. So thank you. That's amazing. And I want to say, everyone else, if you could please donate too, that would make us so happy. It's so helpful because, you know, we don't make any money doing the podcast and we don't have sponsors. One, because we don't want to, and two, because nobody else wants to. But we do have our Amazon.com affiliate link.
Support the arts.
Yes, support the arts. You can go to weirdadults.com and click on the Amazon link and buy anything you want to buy. Your toothpaste, your...
Freak dance. Freak dance on Amazon.
Angela's movie that she's in, you can buy Freak Dance on Amazon. You can buy Katy Perry's movie on Amazon, which just came out today, which I'm going to buy.
Does it come with the 3D glasses?
No, I don't think so. But I stole those from the theater when I saw it.
Perfect.
Yeah. But I'm going to buy the Katy Perry movie on DVD, even though I don't have a TV or a DVD player. Remember yesterday?
So wait, you can buy on Amazon and also... Oh, while you're there, you're saying buy things and also donate?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I get it.
Yes. So weirdadults.com, donate. You know, just... a little something. It would just be really
anything
helpful.
Anything helps.
Because, you know, we have costs and effects. Cost and effects. And Amazon, again, just buy your books. Buy whatever you'd buy. And iTunes reviews, the next episode we'll read some more. We haven't had a lot, so I'm letting them build up. But please write iTunes reviews so I can read those. And just have a fun life. What positive message should we send in our commercial?
Well, I was just looking at you thinking that you have a really cool color heart.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think it's pretty cool.
Maybe decide what color your heart is and then just try to live your life based on that. I'm going to say mine's like a maroon.
I was thinking it was definitely like in the warm. Well, that's because hearts are bloody.
Oh.
But never mind.
Way to make it too much.
Did you learn anything else about me yesterday?
You know, I just was so excited by that one thing that you won't let me talk about that is not even porn related or anything. It makes no sense.
No, there is a porn star with the name Angela Trimber.
Really?
Mm-hmm. My mom called me one day when I was living in the Valley, and she was crying. It was 7 a.m. You know, she lives on the East Coast, and she was like, you know, how are you making money? And I'm like, I'm a waitress. You know, this was like maybe 8 years ago. And she's like, I don't believe you. And I'm like, I am. And she's like, well, I IMDb'd you. And there's did you ever do a movie called Black in the Ass? And I was like, no, I didn't. And she's like, well, I ordered it and it's coming in 5 to 7 days.
Shut
and
up.
I'm going to watch it. And if it's you, we need to talk. And I'm like, go ahead, order it. I know I didn't have that happened to me. But this girl only did movies in like 2004, and they're all black anal, or I don't know if they're all black anal movies, but there's a lot of anal, Grand Theft Anal.
Oh my God. What does she look like?
My mom said my mom called me after to be like, okay, it wasn't you. She's an Australian. She's blonde. And I don't know. That's all I know about her.
That's a different kind of mom that I'm used to. Like someone that's like, I ordered it. Like, I feel like most moms in my experience, because all the moms that I've had would be like, well, I just don't want to know anything about this. So, let's just put it away. Like, they
right.
wouldn't order it and just check if it's you.
She's really.
What would she do if it was you?
I don't know. And I was like, did you actually watch? Did you fast forward it or did you straight up watch? She's like, I didn't want to miss a second. I just watched it. So she's like watching every second. I'm like, God. I did think though, I'm like, God, what if I was a porn star? I would want, if I ever did sacrifice my life and decide to just do this.
Mm-hmm.
I would want it to be very unique and weird and like
original porn,
super
content.
Original, yeah, like
really redefine the genre.
Yeah, I would make, you know, I would maybe like some like cuckoo clock, like every time the cuckoo clock opens, it's just my vagina or something, you know, just something
well,
weird.
That's like too weird. Probably.
It's actually not that. Yeah, that's not that hot actually.
I mean, for me, it's like light some candles, you know, play some Britney Spears music. I don't know.
That's what your porn would be. Just you masturbating to
I'm
Britney.
Not that.
Do you watch X Factor?
Dude, I watched about. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, here we go.
I tried. And it put me in an awful mood.
What?
It was so awful and stupid and
no!
bad and fake and overproduced.
Overproduced
and
indeed.
That girl, the girl who looked like Rihanna in the beginning, wasn't even that good.
I didn't, you know, actually, I only saw two episodes happen so far, right?
Yeah, I saw part of the first one.
I saw the second half of the first one. Mm-hmm. I didn't get to see the Rihanna girl, but I saw the bully girl, the Britney fan guy.
It's so fake.
I know, but it's also so good. Like, it's...
What?
The editing is just so...
Awful. What?
I like it.
How?
So you're not going to watch it, or you are?
I'm not. I mean, it made me
wow.
really upset. My Britney Spears, like, I wrote Slave for You on my chest every day for a year. Like, that is my jam. And I love, maybe not every day for a year. I don't want the person.
You wrote it on your bare chest? Or
yeah,
on a shirt?
On my chest.
Okay.
I mean, my Britney fandom is intense, and it pains me to see her
to
state
watch her.
Right now. She's a zombie. She's not a person. She's
yeah.
like, it's just really
I really
hard.
Like when she just goes really close to the mic and says, no. It's really cute.
Yeah, it is cute. She's cute.
I see her extensions in, though. It bothers me. I can always see her hair extensions.
Oh, well, who's just the extensions police?
I mean, if you have all that money, buy, just do it, right?
She, yeah, you know what? I love Britney. I'll never turn my back on her. Just these X Factor things are not going to be for me.
And did you think of the Britney fan guy?
Which guy?
He didn't see the Britney fan guy. He was like obsessed with her. He brought her flowers. And
no, I didn't see.
He did the circus song, and it was a nightmare. And
the show is just too fake for me. It's like American Idol was pretty real feeling.
But this was a real moment. This guy got rejected by everybody, and Britney. Oh, the only word Britney said to him, because she was so uncomfortable by him, she just said no. And he stood on the stage for maybe like 40 seconds or so. They made it look like of just him being like, you know, and they're like, goodbye. We said no, you know, and he's like, can I at least give Britney my flowers? Like, it was like really weird. And she's, you know, and then when he walked off the stage, production tried to like go up to him like, hey, and he's like, I don't want to talk. I can't talk. Like, he was like, really, he really was upset. I don't know. My heart did a whole bunch of different things when I watched The X Factor. And I'm like, you're the only one. I'm like pointing it. You're the only one that doesn't, I will like want to watch it with a bunch of people and just like scream and, no. Bummed and be
and
excited.
Also, that's not the real Britney, okay? The real Britney who I grew up watching would be very supportive of her fans. And
I know, but,
be mean.
But he was scary, and I bet she has dealt with a lot of psychos.
Psychos. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to get too into it. It bothers me.
Would you like if you had a fan that stalked you? Do you think it would be fun?
Well, since I did.
What?
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, if you Google, you can Google about
Google
it. Yeah,
Esther
I don't like
fan.
To draw attention to it. But no, yeah, I did have a stalker.
And what was the stalking level?
It was someone flew from a different country to L.A. to meet up and hang with me.
Uh-huh.
Despite my
so you knew so you
no.
were like come oh
no,
you said
absolutely
no
absolutely not
he tweeted like I'm coming
there's just a lot of
no.
emails this was before like when I had my email public for some reason
it was just like your name at Gmail
it was just out there and yeah I don't know it's like a weird
and
thing.
Then he came and emailed you like hey I'm here.
Yeah, it was like a lot of emails. Like I was getting.
At no point did you give him your number.
No.
Okay.
No. This wasn't like a let on type
okay.
situation. This
I was
like
trying to
this was like a fan sending emails, not quitting for like 6 months.
And, how long ago?
I want to say maybe in like January this all went down, and I remember telling my parents about it, and they
you
were
ever
like,
see a picture of him?
Yeah, when I had to go and like to the police, they like
whoa.
Yeah, this person was like went to jail. Like this was like a thing.
Oh my god!
I know I shouldn't be talking about it.
Okay, is he still there?
I don't know.
Okay,
I don't want to know. But I do remember telling my parents and them like thinking
was
I was
he?
Lying. I don't. Do you okay. know my stuff? Like
I just want to get a feel for like what kind of like a middle aged dude or
maybe
okay
there, yeah.
I can see that.
You're like he wasn't like
oh, now
young
it makes
and
sense.
Cool.
you're
like positive all the time, huh?
Yeah, you know what? The guy that I'm seeing right now, he actually said it was a problem. He's like, you're always like happy, and you never want there to be drama, and you. And
what?
You, yeah, and I
is
was like,
is he a guy or secretly a girl?
He's a guy, and he. He was like, I think that you like strive to make you think that you always have to be positive. And I didn't know if it was something I need to like reflect on myself or not, but I think I feel like it's a good thing. I don't think I'm like glassy eyed and like immune to things. Like I have shitty days and I get mad at people.
Were you always like super positive or is that like a new thing that you've had to work towards?
It's a new thing. Like after this like horrible relationship where I was like, cross-eyed over it and like losing friends over it and just people like what are you doing like I was just a mess of a human being and then I did that dance video in the laundromat and after that I would like you know read the comments and people are like this made me feel so good and I'm like oh I can be like it was just such a flip from the girl that's like always like everybody lies nobody like can't trust anybody and you know just this like gray cloud over my head. And then after that, I'm like, oh shit, I can actually like be known for something else. Like,
yeah. By the way, that video is like, if anyone hasn't watched it, it's, how do we find it?
It's on YouTube.
What do you search?
You could just search Angela Trimber, or dance like nobody's watching.
It's like, there's no way you can't watch this video and not fall in love with Angela.
Aww.
Like, it's such a great, you're just like so adorable and spunky. You're like a little, little cute puppy. the highest compliment I can give anyone.
That's really nice. Yeah.
No, it's awesome. But you said, well, how are you losing friends in your last relationship?
Well, it's all I ever talked about. I always thought I was being lied to or cheated on. So anytime a girl's like, how are things going? I'm like, not good. Like, what do you think about this? And do you think me reading his emails bad? Because I did find things, you know, just like that kind of girl where it's like, I don't think, you know, just the same thing you and I were saying earlier, you are what you hang out with. I think people were almost like, I don't want to hang out with that kind of energy.
Right.
You know?
Totally.
Yeah. And I get it. I was always in my phone. I had some girls that are like, as soon as you get a text, you immediately like look down. Cause I would always be like, is it him? Like I was like,
but he was your boyfriend, but you were like,
but he was my boyfriend, but I became obsessed with like deciding if he was not faithful. And it was just one of those things where, where I'm like, wait, am I crazy? Or, you know, one of those kind of things.
It's so inspiring that you're like not like that at all anymore.
It's fun to know that you don't always have to be
miserable.
Yeah.
And obsessive.
Yeah.
I've been like that too. I've been in weird relationships kind of like that. But yeah, that's it. And now I'm like, I'm trying to be like Angela.
To go from a relationship where you didn't really believe anything and then now I'm the kind of girl in a relationship where, I mean, I would never look through somebody's phone. I would never like if I even have an inkling to do that anymore, I would just leave. Like, that's the lesson I learned. It's like, follow your gut. Your gut's usually on, you know, that's my new thing. Trying to learn how to follow my gut and what's the difference between paranoia and like your gut or your instinct being correct.
Yeah, I also read on your Hello Giggles bio that you were recovering codependent.
Yeah, that's like, yeah.
So you're in recovery, you're not like that anymore.
Yeah, I went to like love addict meetings. I went to, I would read, like, I own every book on codependency. Cause I was only a girl that would be, ever since I was homeschooled, I would be, and now allowed to date, I would just go from like 3 years with a boyfriend to two, like the amount of single time was maybe 2 weeks, if not like an overlapping thing where I'm like falling out of love with someone and then falling, like I've never had some single alone time.
When you're in these relationships, are you like, this is the person I'm getting married to? Or are you not like that?
No, I was with some guy for 3 years and he started talking ring and I got tripped out. I'm not like, but I mean, that was when I was 22, you know, it's like, I'm never thinking like forever, but I'm definitely hoping, you know, mm-hmm. Otherwise, like that's kind of the thing that the guy that I'm seeing now, you know, it's been 7 months and it still doesn't feel like, it still doesn't, I know it's not like at that point you should like know or not, but it should feel like you're just only focused on that person and it still feels a little gray area.
What does that mean? If you're comfortable like explaining?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, he's a very private person, so I wouldn't want to like shout him out or anything. But
well, yeah,
he. It's just every relationship is different, and everybody works at different speeds. And normally, the way I am in a relationship, I'm like used to like after 3 weeks. A guy saying I love you like or something like it's very fast. I'm only used to high level of passionate love. It's always very intense, and then that's like part of the codependency is like that's what codependents strive. They just want that like honeymoon phase, and then when it's done they're like, bleh, who else could I have that honeymoon phase with? It's just like always euphoric happiness, like holding each other's face inches away. And like, I am in love, you know, it's like that kind of love is all I'm used to. And the one I'm in now is like very casual and fun, but it almost feels like too casual.
Right. Like he's not that like, yeah,
he's not that type. And I don't need that type. I'm trying to figure out, I'm like, is this just healthy or is it just not what I'm into?
It sounds like you're very in tune and smart and aware and you know what's up inside. So you're like,
yeah, like the other night I saw True Romance at the cemetery screening and it reminded me, I'm like, not that I need that kind of like love where you're just like, but that's what it's like all about, I feel. Like,
can you end relationships? I can't really end things. Can you? It seems like if for someone who's a codependent, like you can't end it.
Yeah, that's what I've struggled with, is just staying with things where I knew it was way expired, just sticking to it. Cause it's like, well, who else am I going to sleep next to? You know, it's like, this is just what I do right now. So yeah, I've had a lot of
time. I'll volunteer myself, by the way, if you want to sleep next to someone.
Don't think this isn't going to happen. I'm going to make you watch X Factor. I don't know. I don't know. That's why I'm like really confused about relationships and love right now, because I had this like theory, like it's fun until it's not and then it's done. That's like what my theory was. But now I'm not completely sure about that, because every relationship has ups and downs. Mm-hmm. And I was like prone to just leave it. The minute anything was like dramatic, I would just be like, look, I'm out. Like I only want it to be fun all the time.
That's such a guy thing.
I know it is, and the guy that I'm seeing is like, that's a lot of pressure to always like be a fun, happy person and not have anything that bothers me. And that's kind of where we're at right now. He's just thinking like he can't really be himself. He just wants to be fun and entertaining, or else he thinks I'm going to leave. I don't know. I actually don't know. I can't speak for him, but that's what I'm thinking this is.
Do you feel like being in something for 7 months, like after, if like let's just say you guys did end things, like would it be like a full-blown breakup for you where you're like really sad, or would you?
I don't know, because we're kind of in it right now, and I think I'm happy enough in my regular life outside of a relationship where I don't think I'd be two down.
Sounds to me like somebody is very healthy.
I feel really good. Yeah, I think I would be, it'd be, you know, I'd be bummed, but I think I have enough kind of love in my life where I don't feel like it's the only source and I would be shivering without it.
Oh, that's so cool.
You know?
Yeah.
So there's Comedy Central thing, there's Freak Dance, Freak Dances. Did you see it yet?
No, what's
Matt Besser's UCB Freak Dance movie?
No, what is it?
It's a comedy spoof, like an alternative comedy spoof of dance movies. Anyone from like the 80s, Electric Boogaloo to Step Up. It's just making fun of that whole entire simple dance movie structure, which is we need to raise money to keep kids off the streets and keep them dancing and, you know, keep everyone off the drugs and dance. So it's just, I play this like Latina, this fiery Latina girl who is part of the happy group, the fantasies, the good people, the good dancers.
That sounds awesome. How do we see this?
Yeah.
Freakdancethemovie.com.
Freakdancethemovie.com will direct you to. I know it's like on demand right now.
Oh,
and
nice.
Yeah, there's
that.
A lot of Amy Poehler's in it, and all the UCB main wigs of UCB are there.
Now, you play like, do you often play like ethnic? What are you?
I'm Swedish, Austrian, Polish, Russian, German, and French.
I was talking about this yesterday with Lauren. I talk about this with everyone. You're a hot girl, but you're a unique, like you have such a different look. It's like it's something that gets me excited.
That's fun.
Excited.
Thanks.
About hot girls.
That's basically your like middle name. That's totally your thing.
Oh boy. But yes, oh, so you're like a mix, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm mainly like Swedish and Polish.
My mom's Finnish.
Oh, cool.
And my dad's Russian, I think.
Really?
Like Americanized.
I can see that.
Can you?
Yeah.
What is there to see?
I don't know. I see some Russian girl in you.
Ew.
Okay. I'm just kidding.
Anyway, I think we're going to have to wrap it up, but this is so fun.
It's fun. You're like, this is fun. They're just hanging out.
Yeah.
This is like what we would have done over coffee.
So yeah, I want everyone to see, first of all, your dance video.
Okay.
And I want everyone to follow you on Twitter. What else can we do? To stay in touch and like see your TV stuff.
Yeah, at Angela Trimber on Twitter. Comedy Central mashup starts on October 9th. I'll be on a few episodes of Californication as a meth head in the next season. I think that airs in January on Showtime. And, yeah, that's my current.
D- just like to close it out, I feel like people should just know, like, Angela's someone that, like, she has every right to be like an entitled mean bitch, but she's just like so cool. Aww. You know, because you're like pretty and sexy and like kind of ethnic looking, which also gives you like a bitch card possibility. But like, you're just so nice and fun. Like, whenever I see you, it's like fun is happening.
Anyway, yes, thanks.
I'm a fucking loser. All right. No, I'm not. We're great.
Come to that drumming class with me.
Oh yeah,
Saturday.
Okay, maybe I will. Okay. Saturdays are hard, but
yeah, I know.
Angela took me to a drumming workout class, and I was sore for 4 days.
Hey, dude, and that was fun, right?
It was fun.
It was really fun,
and you were fun.
Yeah,
to watch.
I like to break sticks.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
FairAudio.com is an artist-friendly podcast collective hosted by castmates.fm. Host your own podcast at castmates.fm today. All of our artists reserve the rights to their materials. Your donations directly support our favorite artists, help pay for their show's production, and keep your favorite shows free. Music by The Fancy. We are thefancy.net. Visit FairAudio.com for other original shows and learn about our community of artists that help make this collective possible. Thank you for listening to this podcast.
I want to tell you guys about a really cool thing that Randy and I have been working on, and Dan's been involved in this as well.
Yes, we're building a fort.
We are building a fort.
In some ways, we kind of are.
A comedy fort of
sorts. One of my favorite things that I see on social media is when someone posts a text chain between them and their mom, or mm-hmm. them and a funny friend.
Or two comedians.
Two comedians, and you get to see the interaction back and forth, which is so fun. At times, there are text chains that we are on, the three of us, that are the funniest things ever that only the three of us get to see. So we had the idea, with along with a couple other people, wouldn't it be great to allow people to be a fly on the wall of these conversations that happen between funny friends of ours and funny people just back and forth? To us, it would be really fun. And so that is sort of the germ of the idea of a special app called Banter. And we want you guys to try it and check it out. All you got to do is sign up for it. It's free. Find it in the app store. It's called Banter, B-A-N-T-E-R. Get the app. It's free. And we want you guys to check it out and just pick conversations that are between two people. And the conversations play out in real time. And you get to hear it. It's curated, so nobody's going to be embarrassed.
Right.
It's the best stuff. But again, if you have a couple of minutes, you're sitting on the toilet, you're waiting for a train, you're hanging out. So when you want something, because so many times this happens to me where I want
just a quick blast of something
funny.
Something
and Twitter doesn't give it to me. I want to see this conversation happening between two really funny people and just get a laugh. We all need that in our day. So in order to do that, check out Banter and just download the app and let us know what you think about it.